Welcome to another episode of this highly popular podcast, where today I'm going to talk a little bit about time and how to mostly effectively use your time. Now, first off, a lot of people don't understand this, I'm sorry, but your time is actually the most valuable asset that you got, second to your health. In fact, I dare say that next to health is your time. And that is also so why so many rich people are very time-savvy. They don't want to spend a whole day doing this, doing that, if they can save time, which is also why they outsource things. Outsourcing is very important, and that means freeing yourself from mundane tasks so that you can focus on your business. Now, in terms of copywriting, that's a little bit difficult to do because you can't outsource copywriting in the beginning, particularly not when you're doing it yourself. Now, what you can do is actually to outsource the writing itself and then sort of go through it and edit it and put in your ideas. But I wouldn't advise that unless you're highly skilled. I mean, a copywriter like the late great Eugene Schwartz, he clearly outsourced. In fact, he said it all the time. I outsource it and then someone writes it and it comes back, and I've had mixed results with this. Actually, by the way, I'm not quite sure whether it was Eugene Schwartz or I think maybe also Bob Bly may have done it. I'm not quite sure. The point is, these two gentlemen and a lot of other people who are rich, including me, even though I'm not rich, are very time savvy. We value our time, and that means we cut out doing the stuff that takes us nowhere. We don't watch any television. We don't watch any stupid television shows and waste our time staring pointlessly into a screen. Instead, we produce. We create. And that is what you need to do as well. You also need to produce and to create. You need to be a creative person. You need to get yourself out there. You need to add value to the people around you, and spending your time adding value to the people around you. Because if you don't do that, then you can't. Then you're not entitled to sit there feeling sorry for yourself if you don't do anything about it. Now, once again, this segues a little bit away from copywriting and commercial real estate. But the point is, you can't sit there and complain that life takes me nowhere if you don't exploit your time. We've all got the same 24 hours a day. My 24 hours are no different from yours. But the thing is, I make plans and I make commitments. And I stick to those commitments, and I hold myself accountable. In fact, I hold myself to very high standards. Now, one good way, I wish I could have it like this, but I really should have an accountability group. Now, that's not the same thing as having a friend that's, you know, on Facebook or any other social network. It's actually someone who follows you every single day and holds you accountable. And who takes no excuses, because excuses, that is the death of pure efficiency, and it's also the death of time. And once you realize this, once you realize that your time is the most valuable asset that you got, you begin to plan and structure your day according to it. Right? Now just think about it. Will you be laying there on your deathbed thinking that, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, but I didn't have the time to? That's all humbug and nonsense. You have time. It's just how much time are you willing to sacrifice? How much money are you willing to sacrifice? That's another question you've got to ask yourself. How much money are you willing to sacrifice to buy yourself time? Are you willing to outsource work to other people so that they can do the tasks that are very time consuming and boring and frankly inefficient? Are you willing to outsource, to delegate work to housekeepers, to maids, to cook for you, to clean for you, to do the dishes for you, to go grocery shopping for you? Are you willing to delegate? Because if you're not that, if you're not willing to do that, you won't get anywhere in life. You need to be willing to delegate, and you need to be willing to spend money on delegating. Which, and if you rather consider it investing, you need to invest money in things to free up your time. That is crucial and that is key. Because only then can you achieve economic growth, and only then can you achieve true freedom. This concept is, it's not grasped, I'm sorry. This concept isn't grasped by too many people. In fact, I'd wager that the minority of people have grasped this concept. Yet it is so important. And it is important for you to grow. It is important for your fortune to grow. And it is important for your financial empire to grow. So do this. This is the one takeaway. Consider your time the most valuable asset there is. Free up time. Outsource tasks. You know what to do. I bet you. I'm 100% sure that you. I am 100% sure, excuse me, that you know what to do. Alright? Outsource. Do this. And I'll talk to you later.